Good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning,
Brian. Today's sermon text is going to be taken from John chapter 13, verse 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. We're going to begin our reading in John chapter 13, starting in verse 3. Jesus, knowing the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside His garments, took a towel and girded Himself. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which He was girded. Then He came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to Him, "Lord, are You washing My feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this." And Peter said to Him, "You shall never wash My feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with Me." Simon Peter said to Him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For He knew who would betray Him. Therefore He said, "You are not all clean." So when He washed their feet, taking His garments, and sat down, and said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call Me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I, then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is no greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." First, we're going to look at our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the role of a servant. And second, we're going to use the example of Christ to help us become better servants. Because as followers of Christ, we should strive to be more Christ-like, and we should try to serve each other, serve others, or meet another needs when possible. In the example we read earlier, when Jesus took on the role of servant and washed the disciples' feet, this is only recorded in the book of John for information purposes. You see, foot washing was reserved for slaves because it was considered the lowest form of service due to how humiliating it was. This example took place after the Lord's Supper, and when Jesus girded Himself with the towel, began washing the disciples' feet, the disciples were probably confused or felt unworthy about this. So Peter spoke up. He didn't feel like Jesus, the Son of God, should be washing their feet. So in verse 7, Jesus said, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this." See, Jesus used the foot washing example as a symbolic symbol for spiritual cleansing for our sins as we walk through this life. That's why He says in verse 8, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in Me." And what is the only way that we can be cleansed from our iniquities? Faith in Christ. Only His shed blood can make us righteous in God's eyes. Only Jesus' blood can make our sins white like snow. Only Jesus' blood can provide the atonement for all we've done and all we will do if we dishonor God in some way, shape, or form. We will get spiritually filthy at times. We're not perfect. But that's why we need Jesus, because Jesus will make us clean. The foot washing example also demonstrates the humility of Jesus, freely taking on the form, the lowly form of servanthood. You see, Jesus wants us to be doers and not hearers only. What if Jesus said, "I don't do feet"? Or even worse, what if you said, "I don't do crosses"? That's why it says in verse 17, "If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." He wants us to be doers and not just hearers only. Matthew 11:29 reads, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Serving others is not about pleasing yourself, then putting yourself on a pedestal so others can see what you have done. Serving others is about self-sacrifice, meeting another person's needs and not your own. It's about taking the focus off of self and putting it on others. Former LA Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda once said, "My responsibility is to get the 24 guys to play for the name on the front of their shirt and not the name on the back of their shirt." Well, as Christians, serving others isn't to glorify our own name, it's to glorify His name. Amen. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8 read, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." See, one word that always pops up when describing Jesus is humble, humility. Humility is the key when serving others. Humility hacks away at any pride you have in yourself. Jesus had tons of humility. When people of Jerusalem heard of all his works that he did, all his great miracles that he did, and they waited for him to arrive in Jerusalem, Jesus didn't come in a chariot. He didn't arrive on a nice big stallion. He came on a donkey. A donkey, my friends. Humility is what Jesus was all about. Pride leads you to depend on yourself and not on God. Pride is what caused Lucifer, the devil, to turn away from Jesus. See, when you display humility, you're showing God respect. It's not always about knocking yourself down, but giving yourself more of a realistic perspective on who you are and not puffing yourself up. That's why I would argue why most Christians would answer the question, "Are you a good person?" with a no. Because we're all sinners that have dishonored God in some shape or form. So we're not good. And if you serve others, you should not exalt yourself for what you did. Serving others is for Him and not for you. Luke 14:11 says, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus didn't come to serve. He came to be served. Excuse me. Jesus didn't come to be served, but he came to serve.
Amen.
Because of his humility, he was very submissive. Everything he did was for others, or for God the Father, and not himself. The Bible provides many examples of Jesus serving or helping others. Jesus gave blind men the ability to see. He gave the deaf the ability to hear, the mute the ability to speak. Jesus healed the man with leprosy. He fed a crowd of 5,000. He helped Peter pay the temple tax. He restored the right ear of the servant to the high priest. Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead. And of course, his own work on the cross to restore and save all the lost souls that have broken God's law. Yes, everyone, you and I, my friends. Jesus freely became sin to free us from sin. He's the only way to God the Father. Praise the Lord. John 20, verses 30 and 31 read, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." So now that we've looked at the example of Jesus, let us look at ourselves. This holiday season and going forward, aim to become a better servant for God. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." How? Remember, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So therefore, treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. Start off asking yourself better questions. You know, how can I serve that person in need? Or how can I serve better in my church? Or at work? Or at my house? Ask yourself these questions and you'll come up with some answers. Some people may not have the means to give material possessions or money to others, but we can all do a better job serving each other by giving ourselves and our time. Maybe we could serve others by lending a hand to someone who physically has a hard time doing things. Or maybe we can, maybe if it's vice versa, we can just lend an ear. Listen to someone in a time of need and give them the support they need. Serving others is a Christian's way to become more Christ-like. And it works best when our minds are off ourselves and on others. And yes, this can be the most difficult part of having a servant-type mentality. Serving others should be a want-to attitude and not a have-to attitude. Because if you serve with a have-to type attitude, it's not going to last. And you'll quit. The first time you do a good deed and you stop to let someone go and they decide not to give you a thank you and just completely ignore you, your attitude will be like, "I just want to give up, forget it, I ain't doing that ever again." I've been guilty of that. But serve with a want-to type attitude. and not a have to type attitude. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not grow weary from doing good." Remember, we're human and we are weak. We tend to give up easily. So again, let us continue to press on. You may ask why. Well, if you search in here, you will find why. Search for any answer you want. It's in this book. Well, Ephesians 6:7 says, "With goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men." The good we do for others is to glorify the Lord. I met a man who is a Christian, and he told me many inspiring stories on how he serves others. And one story, he basically read the complete Bible over the phone daily to an elderly blind lady, just so she could hear the word. I can't remember how long it took him, but either way, that is a giving, want-to type attitude, a servant type mentality to have. And I was very inspired by this man. So whether it's being someone's hands, or lending an ear, or maybe giving a hug, or like this man becoming someone's eyes, we could become better servants for God. Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith." The household of faith is us, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us continue to strengthen each other, encourage one another. Because we all have been through the peaks and valleys in life. And some valleys may be deeper than others. But we can all do a better job helping each other out. We all know that this Christian walk can be tough at times. We may feel the persecution from friends or even family, and that's why we need each other. We all know that this walk can feel like a tightrope if you're with people or that are not Christ-like, and you try to shine the light to be Christ-like, and they try to knock you down. It's tough. It can be tough. I can guarantee you, if I was to share a Jesus quote on a social media page, not many people would like it. But if I took that same quote and said that somebody popular said it, you get tons of likes. This devil has a stronghold on the lost. Whenever we mention Jesus, they just want to turn away. So that's why we all need the encouragement. We need to help each other become better servants for Christ in one way, shape, or form. God uses each of us for a purpose, whether it's to lift each other up, share wisdom or experiences, or maybe share that key scripture verse when needed. For one, I know I would not be up here if it wasn't for your encouragement. For that key scripture verse that someone shared to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for using us to help each other out, to become better servants, not only for us, but for the community and also for the lost. So let the example of our Lord and Savior fill your hearts with overflowing love and meet another person's needs. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Help us, Father, help soften our hearts. Help let the love overflow into others' lives. Help us, Father, keep the focus off ourselves and put it onto others. By meeting someone's need in any way, shape, or form. Father, help us become a blessing to others, only to glorify your name and not our own, Father. Father, thank you so much for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, not only to be the sacrificial lamb, our Lord and Savior, but our example to walk in this life, Father. Help us, Father. Help us strive to become more like your Son and glorify you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. At this time, offer each other a sign of